Hi, my name is Cecilia, and I'm currently a student right now at the BU School of Public Health, and I'm here on behalf of the PIs of this study, Drs. Hom and Jiha Lee, and today we're talking specifically about Asian American female lesbian bisexual population, and we're looking at their mental health status as well as their mental health usage. So, as Jorge and Jules already mentioned before me, that disparities do exist between heterosexual and lesbian bisexual women in terms of mental health, but they also exist within the Asian American population themselves. This field is a little bit limited in terms of quantitative studies, but we have found that that there are differences in depressive disorders, as in sexual minorities are more likely to have depressive disorders. And more recently, in a study that we did, we found that they were 2 to 3 times more likely to have suicidality, which is suicidal thoughts and actual attempts, compared to their heterosexual counterparts. And we feel that this population is an especially curious one in that they're dealing with dual stress, one coming from being an Asian American minority and the second one coming from being a sexual minority within the Asian American minority itself. So non-heterosexuality is a threat. Sex isn't really talked about in Asian American culture in the first place, let alone sexual orientation. And non-heterosexuality is a threat to the family structure. It threatens traditional gender roles. So when lesbian bisexual men do want to seek support or do come out, they're facing a lot of homophobia in Asian culture and consequently a lot of social isolation. But is being a sexual minority associated with lower mental health use? It's a little unclear whether this is so. Some studies have shown that lesbian bisexual women were less likely to seek mental health services, while others have shown that because they have more adverse mental health, they are more likely to seek services. So it's a little unclear where we stand on that. But even so, when they do seek mental health, are they getting adequate mental health? And literature has defined adequate mental health as having 4 or more visits per year with prescribed medication, or alternatively, 8 visits in outpatient mental health care with mental health providers, psychiatrists, psychologists, doctors. And it's possible that this population, the LGBT population, may not get adequate mental health care throughout the whole year. So, given everything, within our population, Asian American lesbian bisexual women, is their sexual orientation, is their association with mental health status and with their use of mental health care? The samples that we took was our research initiative that was launched 5 years ago, called the Asian Women's Health Initiative Project, with the goal of studying Asian women's HIV risk behavior as well as their mental health outcomes. And through this KO1 NIMH-funded study, the criteria for being in the study was that the females had to be single, non-married, 18 to 35 years, self-identified as Chinese, Vietnamese, or Korean. And we chose those identities because we found that these countries had similar roots in Confucianism, and also they were the top Asian populations in the greater Boston area. And they also had to be a child of an immigrant. So we went through a couple years of recruitment process where, through various means, outreach to the many universities that we're privileged to have in the Boston area, and as well as community organizations, the media, the internet, and also referrals from friends to friends. And we use research assistants, much like me, who did this work too. And so it's kind of like a peer recruiting other peers type work, which was a lot of fun, to be honest. And we found that that worked well. And when we did recruit them, they took a computer-assisted survey. And how we identified lesbian bisexual identity was through attraction. So they answered yes to any of these followings. Were they mostly heterosexual, so mostly attracted to men, bisexual, equally attracted to men and women, mostly homosexual, mostly attracted to women, and exclusively homosexual. And with measuring mental health status, our first outcome for mental health indicators, we looked at three components. The females in our study self-rated their own mental health status. The questions also looked at depressive symptoms, and we also asked if they have ever been diagnosed by a psychiatrist or a psychologist in the past year. Additionally, for our second outcome, we looked at three components also, if they've had access to mental health in the past year, or sought help from a psychologist or psychiatrist for emotional problems, if they've had adequate care throughout that year, so receiving at least 8 outpatient mental health counseling, and we looked at a severity measure if they've had inpatient mental health hospitalization in the past year. And so we took results from 701 women. Most were had a high degree of education. 73% were some college or had a college degree. And we found that with our definition of lesbian bisexual women, that 1 in 5 Asian females were identified as lesbian or bisexual. So we looked at the prevalence of our first mental health outcome, mental health indicators, and we found that in all three components, lesbian, bisexual women had a higher prevalence of having poor mental health status, depressive symptoms, and psychiatric diagnosis. In particular, well, Asian females in our study, 1 in 3 had severe depressive symptoms, but lesbian bisexual females was even higher, 43.4% had severe depressive symptoms, which is very concerning. And we then looked at the care utilization, mental health care utilization, and also found that that lesbian bisexual women also had a higher prevalence of having access to mental health care in the past year, of having 8 times or more mental health visits, and having severe inpatient mental health care. Lastly, we did a logistic regression analysis of mental health outcomes, and controlling for demographic factors and compared to exclusively heterosexual women, these women are Asian American lesbian bisexual women, just quite a tongue twister, were twice as likely to perceive themselves as having poor mental health, almost twice as likely as having a moderate to severe depressive symptoms, and being diagnosed for having a psychiatric diagnosis in the past year. And also, we did a logistic regression analysis for our second outcome, mental health utilization, how many times are women accessing mental health care. We controlled for demographic factors, and we controlled for all three mental health indicators. And we found that compared to exclusively heterosexual women, women in our study, lesbian bisexual women, were 2.3 times as likely to access mental health care in the past year, but they were not more likely to get adequate health care. Kind of worrisome, they were 3 times as likely to get inpatient mental health care. So there seems to be some unobserved factors in why they are not getting more adequate care. What's preventing them from getting more adequate care? Is it not having appropriate services? Is it stigma? Either way, women are not, it looks like they're not staying in mental health care services. So in conclusion, just to reiterate, 1 in 5 women that we found were identified themselves as lesbian, bisexual women. We found a significant relationship between sexual orientation and mental health status. And we found that there was no evidence, no statistically significant evidence, that sexual minority women were more likely to get adequate mental health care, yet they received severe mental care within the past year. And of course, there's some limitations to the cross-sectional design. This was a computer-assisted self-reported survey, although the studies have shown that people tend to be more truthful in computer-assisted surveys. But we've only used one indication of sexual orientation, as Jules has mentioned there. It's a multidimensional identification. It's not just, it relates to behavior and identity and attraction. We looked at attraction. And this was skewed towards higher education group and had a geographical limitation. But in conclusion, the mental health status of this population is concerning, and more efforts should be invested in detecting these women a little bit earlier to intervene. And when we do intervene, to ensure that they are getting the adequate resources, the stigma-free, racially aware, culturally relevant resources that they need. And good news, we recently got an R34 grant this year for a psychotherapy intervention called the Asian American Women's Action for Resilience and Empowerment, which is not lesbian bisexual specific, but Asian American females dealing with adverse mental health. So the psychotherapy will address mental health issues as well as look at promote safer sexual health as well. And we hope to launch that study. Well, we're working on developing it this year, but we'll launch it within the next 2 to 3 years. And on that note, be aware of aware. Yeah, and those are all our research assistants, too. We tried, yeah. We're models and research assistants.